First News. It's fair. It's accurate. You get the damn truth. Desperate Palestinians are fleeing Israel as they expand their ground offensive into an ever-shrinking area of the Gaza Strip as they have vowed to finally wipe out the Hamas terrorists that we have been unsuccessful of doing so, to make sure that no Jewish life will ever be threatened again in the Middle East. The United Nations is warning that the operation is hurting the citizens of Gaza. Well, they weren't all concerned when they killed 1,400 of the Israeli citizens either. They struck 450 targets in the Gaza Strip yesterday as these Hamas thugs hide themselves in schools and hospitals, making the Israeli forces go door to door, sacrificing a lot of Israeli military lives in order to save the future of the Jewish population. Vladimir Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia now for another 6 years. State media said he's announced his candidacy for the 2024 presidential election. He's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support in the quarter century in power there, despite starting an immensely costly war in the Ukraine that has cost them thousands of their countrymen's lives. The Russian president has decided he's going to at least stick around now for another 6 years. Hunter Biden's been indicted 9 tax charges in California by the special counsel investigating the business dealings of Joe Biden's son. The indictment Thursday includes 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. David Weiss, who's a big lib supporter anyway, even brought those charges on. It must really be bad if he brought on 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanor charges. He said Hunter Biden spent millions and millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle rather than paying his tax bills. The defense attorney for Biden argues prosecutors bowed to political pressure in the case. New charges are in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware when he broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. They've kind of swept that one under the rug, but this one may be a little harder to sweep. He's been called to testify, by the way, in front of Congress. We'll see if he complies or is held in contempt. Police said the gunman who killed 3 faculty members at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, was an unemployed professor, stuffed his waistband with handguns, and then started the attack. He had 150 rounds of ammo. He died in the shootout with police as he started opening fire inside the building that housed the business schools. The 4th victim was a visiting professor, hospitalized with injuries. He appeared to be struggling, the shooter, that is, struggling financially. He taught some classes last year at Roseman University in Henderson, where he lived, but was let go after his program was canceled. Voters in Houston will elect the oldest big city mayor in the United States this weekend when they choose between Representative Sheila Jackson Lee or their state senator, John Whitmire, 2 Democrats in their 70s, well above the median age of 35 in the nation's 4th largest cities. The choice between these candidates has frustrated a lot of the younger voters, as these Democrats want younger people, and they could putting these old senile people in office all across the country. Joe Biden, look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Why, the guy can't, he doesn't even know what day it is. And they keep putting them in, and they're going to have the oldest mayor of the country. It's going to be a Democrat, one or the other, down in Houston. And we talked about this on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor yesterday, about how we react to things now compared to the way we did then. U.S. and Iraqi officials said there was another rocket attack at the sprawling U.S. embassy in Baghdad. It caused minor damage now to that facility. Fortunately, no casualties. Iran-backed militias have already claimed responsibilities for these attacks, targeting the bases and our U.S. troops. They've been attacking Iraq in Syria ever since the Hamas war started with Israel. The embassy is a heavily fortified green zone. The Iraqi security official said 14 rockets were fired on our brave men and women and our embassies yesterday. One of them struck the embassy's gates. The rockets also hit in the vicinity of the Union 3 base that houses offices of our U.S.-led coalition there. military official said it was a multi-rocket attack. We have had now 80 attacks since October 17th on our brave men and women in military bases. And we went after a couple garages that had some old Buicks in there and took those out just to send a message. But still, they still keep attacking us, and we know where it's coming from. Joe Biden, in the meantime, he's going to Las Vegas today. Going to showcase an $8 billion spending plan for some major rail projects across the country. He wants high-speed rail, electric train routes that could one day link Nevada to California, Los Angeles to San Francisco, Virginia to North Carolina. $8.2 billion. Spend your money. By the way, the president probably doesn't know that all trains right now are electric anyway.
Right.
They just run diesel motors to provide the electricity that runs the trains. He wants them all electric. Has he ever been on a coal train that has to make its way out of the valley of Bozeman over here to the flat? It's going to be tough to do that on batteries, folks. But they won't be hauling coal anyway. World shares mostly higher today. We get a new U.S. jobs report. Should be out any minute. Find out how jobs are doing. U.S. futures were lower this morning. Oil prices gained more than a dollar. Yesterday, the S&P 500 was up 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial up 0.2%. NASDAQ added 1.4% as big tech pushed that market upward yesterday. How did individual stocks do across the country? Well, some of the ones you know about, Chewy, the online pet store, they trimmed their revenue forecast for the year, so their stock lost yesterday. People are cutting back, not buying as many things for their pets as they used to. Duckhorn Portfolio Inc. is a wine company. Their first quarter profit was down. That's because people finally have figured out that wine is a mistake. And they drink, and that's what it tastes like, Mark. It tastes like a big mistake.
I'm not a wine guy either.
And they bottled it and were making billions off of it for years. JetBlue Airways was up as their airline raised their revenue forecast for the year. We heard from other airlines earlier in the week that also said they're having a good year. Speaking of airlines, that ex-Alaska airline pilot accused of trying to cut the engines on that passenger flight while he was off duty and riding in an extra seat in a cockpit, they released him for jail after an Oregon judge approved it with conditions that you stay away from aircraft.
Good condition. And I'm sure that'll completely fix it.
Joseph Emerson pleaded not guilty to charges of reckless endangerment at his arraignment Thursday. He previously faced attempted murder charges, accused of trying to cut the engines of a Horizon Air flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco while he was riding in the cockpit as an off-duty pilot. His wife shared a tearful embrace as he walked out of the courtroom yesterday. He has to undergo some mental health treatment. He has to stay away from drugs and alcohol. And he's not allowed within 30 feet of an operable aircraft. So he can get 31 feet away from an airplane. This is how they rule things now.
It is.
You can be 31 feet away and it's perfectly legal. But if he's within 30, why, they could go get him and lock him up. Uh-oh, Nintendo has canceled an upcoming video game event and postponed several others because of threats to the company, its workers and players. What? The Japanese manufacturer behind Super Mario and Pokemon canceled their Nintendo Live 2024 Tokyo event. It was going to run January 20th and 21st. The annual event showcases Nintendo games and it lets visitors sample them in a huge Tokyo exhibition hall. The company postponed several contests, too, including the Japan Championship for the ink shooting game called Splatoon. Nintendo said police have been contacted. That's interesting. The company's not giving details, though, about threats to that big gaming event. Nintendo has been targeted before. The new dates for the events will be announced later. They said they apologize for those who had been looking forward to that event. But Japan is a safe country, relatively low crime nation, but there's been some online stuff raising concerns about the Nintendo event, and so they canceled it. And finally, health officials are releasing their first nationally a representative estimate of how many U.S. adults have chronic fatigue. 3.3 million. The CDC's number is larger than previous studies. Chronic fatigue, Mark, is characterized by at least 6 months of severe exhaustion, and you just can't seem to catch up with bed rest. There is no cure. There is no blood test to scan for enabling quick diagnosis. Doctors have not been able to pin down a cause. Researchers suggest it is a body's prolonged overreaction, could be to an infection. Doctors have not been able to pin it down. 6 months of being tired all the time, and it's not helped by naps or bed rest. The condition rose to prominence 40 years ago. Doctors said that it could be brought on by anxiety, depression, could be brought on by excessive golf, excessive blue cat visits.
That's not in there.
It's all in here.
It's not in there.
Yep. Among the findings, the syndrome more common, though, in women than men when it comes to sexes. So it is something. They just haven't quite figured it out. Oh, and one of the biggest, brightest stars in the night sky will momentarily vanish because an asteroid is going to pass in front of it. It's a one-of-a-kind eclipse. The rare event will occur on Monday and early into Tuesday, weather permitting. Should be visible to millions and millions of people from Central Asia all the way to Europe, parts of Florida, parts of Mexico. The star Batik Louise is a red supergiant in the constellation Orion. There's an asteroid. They've named it Leona. It's the main asteroid between Mars and Jupiter, and it is going to cross in front of that huge red star. Astronomers hope to learn more about both through the second long eclipse. It's only going to take a few seconds for it to pass in front of that star. But anyway, it's quite the deal. That asteroid, by the way, is 34 miles wide and 50 miles long. That's a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that sucker crashing in, especially when my wheat's up. Yeah, I don't want it hitting that.
That would be the most tragic part.
Wouldn't that suck, Mark? You finally get a decent crop and an asteroid wipes it out.
In sports, after John Rahm had won the Masters, he was asked about his defection to the LIV Golf Tour. He said, look, they do 54-hole tournaments. There's shotgun starts. There's no cuts. I want to stay on the PGA Tour where legends like Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tiger Woods had all played before him. But $300 million is $300 million.
That's a big chunk of dough.
It's a big chunk. And he's already got career earnings, just golf earnings, over $51 million. That's not endorsements or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But $300 million, hey, everybody's got a price.
Yeah, just think of that. All the tournaments that he's won, all the endorsements, all those kind of things, he's got $51
million. Mm-hmm.
These guys are going to pay to the order of John Rahm $300 million just to play in these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't do that?
Exactly right.
I mean, you can't blame the guy for doing it.
No.
So.
Brave New World.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I like it, but 41 degrees today, 20% chance of rain today. That was kind of an unexpected blast of showers we got yesterday. The moisture was good, and I love that kind.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't hamper any driving conditions this morning.
No.
40 for the high on Saturday, and next week we're going to be mid to upper 40s. On Monday, we have a 40% chance of some more showers, so hopefully that's rain and not snow. Different animal, though, if you're traveling to northwest Montana. They're going to get some snow here over the weekend. Could get a foot or so, so keep that in mind if you're traveling up that way. It's 31 degrees right now, 6:43, and that's what's happening. I don't know about you folks, but Em and me, we're ready for the weekend.
I'm not
man.
Em.
We're ready for the weekend.
I'm not Em.